That's not your PS3 going off. That's a little theme music we're playing this morning to talk about a significant security breach at Sony, whose stock may be a little sketchy this morning. Sony's PlayStation, of course, one of the world's most successful video gaming systems, but 77 million people around the world signed up to play games with each other through its PlayStation network, may have been hacked by a news story that we're just learning the details of this morning. First of all, we want to assess the breach that has been reported after several days of silence from Sony. Adrian Mars is technology journalist and expert who writes for the technology magazine ZDNet, among others. He joins us from London. Adrian, good morning.
Hi.
What is the scale of this breach? I mean, it seems to me that in a sense, slightly different from other breaches, when you signed up to be a part of the PS2 network or the PlayStation network, you actually were hacked at that moment.
Well, I don't know about it. At that moment, the data's been sitting on their servers, on their systems, and until these hackers came along and retrieved it. So we don't know when they got in, really. That Sony aren't saying. They became aware of it on the 19th. But it's not just the scale of the number of people, 77 million, which really breaks all records. It's the data that's been stolen. It's name, address, country, email address, birth date, your login ID, your password, possibly your profile data, purchase history, billing address, and security answers, which is really a dream toolkit for an identity thief.
Well, and a nightmare. I mean, anytime you sign up for anything, be it Amazon.com or get an account even at at Twitter, it says in the sign-up page, almost invariably, this is encrypted, your data is secure. It seems as though that claim, if Sony can't make good on it, is bogus on its face based on the ability of hackers, Adrian Mars.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what Sony have done wrong. We can see some things they've certainly done wrong. The suspicion is they didn't encrypt their database and they didn't keep this as a separate computer system. But we don't know that for sure. That's the would be a simple basic mistake that a lot of companies make. It's separating all of your personal data and encrypting it and keeping it away from the system that people access, and therefore very carefully regulating data that passes between the two.
And again,
but they
Adrian,
clearly haven't done some good security measures. They haven't, for instance, used a password hash. You can turn a password into a unique code, and from the unique code, you can't tell what the password is, but you can check a password matches the code. So you'll know that any company you use, that when you say, I've lost my password, if they send you your password back, rather than just saying, well, we don't know what it is, but change it, it means they're storing your password, and that's not good.
Wow. So if it turns out that Sony, in fact, had the opportunity to have a higher level of security, but for cost-saving reasons or whatever reason, didn't, Adrian Mars, hold on there for a second. Perry Davis, you're a gamer. You're actually one of the 77 million. What would that mean to you if Sony had a chance to make a fully encrypted network and didn't?
Oh, I believe it's negligence on their part. I would definitely hold them accountable if anything were to happen. And right now I'm in fear of that, so I'm still holding them accountable, and I'm waiting for their response.
All right, how do you go about figuring out if your data either is somewhere else or being used or your identity's been stolen, that sort of thing?
Well, you know, I don't know. In this day and age,
is check your credit record and be particularly cautious of sort of bogus callers.
All right, that's great advice, Adrian Mars. Hold on just one second. Perry, what are you doing?
Right. I contacted my bank and let them know that there's a problem going on. But as far as who has my information, whose hands is it, I don't know. And that's what I'm concerned about.
How long have you been a part of this network?
Since I was 12, for almost 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And the PlayStation Network actually started, I would assume, in the early 2000s.
And you've had basically the same financial information since you were 12 years old now?
Well, it changed. Well, yeah. As far as address, yes. But other stuff changed, and now they have that, and they have a history of my gaming history and my data as far as credit card. It's very scary.
Perry Davis is a businessman. He's a gamer. He's been a member of the PlayStation Network since he was 12 years old. Adrian Mars, take us out. What advice do you have for people like Perry Davis? And I can't imagine if 77 million people are calling their banks, if that's not going to create all kinds of bottlenecks?
Yeah, I think the answer is check your statement. I mean, the reassuring thing is in most countries around the world, you're not, if you spot the fraud, the banks are going to be liable. I would hope that Sony are going to pay the fees that are needed to check your credit record, and that's certainly a good idea. I don't know about the US. In the UK, we have something where you can actually have a note put on your credit record saying, I'm at risk of fraud. Please make more checks. Don't just give these people credit without writing to me, for example. But in the end, it's really just the usual stuff that we should be doing anyway. It's sensible to check your credit record. The question is, what help, I think, will Sony give us to do it?
And at the very least, the ability that the consumers have to invoice Sony for the cost of checking records and if there are credit problems, those precedents already exist. Adrian Morris, technology journalist and expert, writes for the technology magazine ZDNet, among others. Perry Davis, you going online today? You going to play any games?
Unfortunately not.
All right, Perry Davis, a businessman and gamer, one of the 77 million people potentially hacked by this data security breach at Sony's PlayStation Network. Thanks so much.